This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Former U.S. President Donald Trump now faces 37 felony counts, which, if convicted, could result in him spending the rest of his life in prison. More from VOA's Steve Harmon.
A 49-page federal criminal indictment unsealed Friday charges former President Donald Trump with serious crimes. Trump faces, among other charges, 31 counts of violating the Espionage Act for keeping classified documents, including those related to nuclear weapons and military attack plans. The indictment, which includes photographs, says Donald Trump stored highly secret documents, which he took from the White House to his Florida resort when he left office, and stored them in such places as a bathroom and a shower, his bedroom, and the gilded ballroom of the Mar-a-Lago property. Trump is also charged with trying to obstruct the federal investigation into his retention of the files. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Initial legal analysis of the indictment and the charges against Trump by at least one legal expert indicates the Justice Department has built a strong case. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
Temple University law professor Craig Green told the Reuters news agency after reading through the indictment, his biggest surprise is how much Trump appears to help prosecutors make their case.
The closer and more attentive Trump has been to the location of the boxes, the harder it is for him to say, oh, it was just a mistake. It seems very clear that if he was personally involved, that he had a lot to say about where the boxes were, and that actually there's a lot of suggestion that he knew quite well that there were national defense documents and information inside.
Green was quick to add that in politically charged cases like this one, it only takes one juror or one judge to weaken a strong case. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin says Ukrainian troops have started their long-expected counteroffensive. His comments Friday that Kyiv's forces suffered significant losses came just hours after a string of drone attacks inside Russian territory. The Syrian refugee detained in the stabbing of six people, including four young children in France, has been charged with attempted murder, a prosecutor said Saturday. The public prosecutor said he did not wish to speak during his 48 hours in police custody, nor before the magistrates leading the investigation. The children range in age from 22 months to 3 years old. She said the victims of Thursday's attack at a playground in the French Alpine town of Annecy were no longer in a life-threatening condition. An officer who raced to the Parkland massacre scene has testified against a deputy who stayed outside. AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
A police officer who rushed inside a classroom building during the Parkland school shooting says he encountered a sheriff's deputy outside who confirmed that the shooter was upstairs. Coral Springs officer Richard Best testified that Broward County deputy Scott Peterson did not follow him inside. Peterson has insisted that he could not tell where the gunshots were coming from and that he thought they may have been fired from outside. The 60-year-old former deputy is on trial for charges that he failed to confront the school shooter who killed 17 people in 2018. If convicted, Peterson could be sentenced to nearly a century in prison. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Four indigenous children who survived a plane crash 40 days ago have been found in Colombia's Amazon. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The single-engine Cessna went down on May 1st with six passengers aboard after the pilot reported engine failure. A search team found the plane in a thick patch of rainforest 2 weeks later and recovered the bodies of three adults. But the children, siblings ages 13, 9, 4, and 11 months, were nowhere to be found. President Gustavo Petro says the searchers finally located them Friday alone in the forest, calling them a remarkable example of survival taken care of by the forest. The military tweeted pictures showing the soldiers and indigenous volunteers who made up the search team with the children wrapped in thermal blankets. The president says they're now receiving medical attention. I'm Ben Thomas.
Former UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he's quitting as a lawmaker after being told he will be sanctioned for misleading Parliament. Johnson quit on Friday after receiving the results of an investigation by lawmakers over misleading statements. Diane Roberts, VOA News.